Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up to the moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning the forage needs for their dairy as we approach the winter season. In the dairy business, we always look at the supply of hay because a lot of times we have to purchase hay from the outside. As we look at the supplies of alfalfa and grass hay as well as straw, we actually see fairly decent supplies out there this year in most areas of Kansas. So I encourage you to sit down with your nutritionist and start having a discussion about really what do you need for the next year in terms of your silages and then for your hay needs the next 9 to 10 months. As we look at what we have on hand and particularly looking at your corn silages, determine with your nutritionist how much corn silage do I have available and then how much would I like to feed in my lactating diets and other diets that I have to meet the needs of around the farm. Another possibility that you need to visit with your nutritionist about is winter forages. You know, we still have time to plant triticale, wheat, rye, and that may provide some additional forage for us in the spring. If you find yourself in a situation where you need to purchase forage from the outside to get through the next 9 to 10 months, particularly of hays, make sure that you speak for those supplies early on in the process. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy producers to carefully determine what their forage needs are and what they might need to purchase in the coming months.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.